Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday. Okay. Everybody's here.
I wasn't sure.
Tammy's in there. Let me see who else is in there.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's in there. Soph's in there.
You guys just turn up to watch us babbling every single day. That's so funny.
Ken. Yeah. All the regulars.
Yep, everybody's
well,
here.
Not all the regulars, but a lot of the regulars.
Yeah.
Okay.
They turned right, to watch us talking about stuff. Our house smells so good right now. We made a couple little loaves of pumpkin bread.
Yeah, I made some pumpkin bread.
Add a leftover pumpkin from the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
That we still had.
I made some pumpkin chicken curry. That was really good.
That was really delicious.
Good. Yeah. But I couldn't. I made so much of it, we couldn't eat it all.
Yeah, you have that fucking, how many gallons is that pot that you have?
That was about 3 gallons worth of fucking
curry.
Yeah,
he made like 3 gallons.
I couldn't eat it all.
We couldn't eat it all.
Yeah. And there's not enough room to freeze it, man. I got my freezer just fucking packed. So it got to be about 7 days old, and I'm like, that shit's got to go.
This is why we're fat.
Yeah.
Because of all this fucking food. Seriously, though, after
we
just...
eat it down a little bit. Now, everything's in the freezer now.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't have to fucking gorge. Everything's in the freezer.
Except that pumpkin bread is just fresh out of the oven. So as soon as we're done recording this, I'm going to go make some coffee, and I'm going to have some of that shit for my little afternoon snack.
Pumpkin bread freezes, but there's no room. We'll refrigerate it.
Yeah, we put like all kind of nuts and seeds and dark chocolate bits and
it was cashews, chocolates, cherries, pecans, and
what the fuck were those?
Not a pumpkin seed.
Sunflower seeds? They don't look like sunflower seeds.
No, not a sunflower seed. It was a good seed. It was good. I forgot what they were, though.
I don't know what kind of seeds they are.
Some kind of seed.
They're little green seeds.
Green seeds.
It was all like
big green seeds.
It was like a trail mix thing that we got at Sam's or something. And I said, pour some out of the pumpkin bread. That'll be delicious.
Big green seeds. I forgot what kind of seeds they were, but they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody knows what big green seeds are.
They were like, not big green seeds,
but like... They were about the size of a pumpkin seed, but they were green.
Well, a little bit smaller than a pumpkin seed.
A little bit smaller, yeah.
Yeah. Beth and Alu, who said, made 3 pumpkin pies and gave 2 away. I still feel like a piglet. I know that feeling. We made like 8 of them last year, I think, because we had the big pumpkins.
I got so sick of fucking pumpkin pie.
I'll never get sick of pumpkin pie.
We had 3 jack-o'-lanterns, I think, that year, didn't we?
No, 2 big ones.
2 big ones?
We had 2 big ones.
Yeah, it made like 8-9 gallons worth of pumpkin puree. You just can't use it.
We had one of those big, you know, those big fucking kitty litter things.
Yeah. No, it wasn't kitty litter. It was cat food.
It was a big cat food.
It was like
food,
a 20 pound, at one time it was like a 20 pound plastic, like bucket, square bucket.
Yeah, like you buy at Sam's.
Then you buy at Sam's where they had cat food in it.
All right?
Well, I cleaned it out and converted it into, I use them for stuff like storing flour and sugar and shit like that. Well, I had an extra one and I put all that pumpkin puree in there and put it in the back refrigerator. We couldn't eat it all. I was making pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie,
curry,
pumpkin soup,
cupcakes,
pumpkin cupcakes.
I
was even thinking about making
things.
pumpkin cookies.
Yeah, like, we never did get around to
around
that, did
making
we?
Pumpkin
because I found a recipe that sounded good.
Yeah.
But
pumpkin and persimmon cookies or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Something like that.
They would have been good, but we
never
didn't
got around
to it.
I
don't know.
We only got through maybe half of that shit, and I just says, fuck this. I just poured it down in the garbage disposal. Let that shit run with the water. I was like, man, fuck pumpkin.
Well, that was kind of, that was like kind of a bummer, because I feel like this year, because a lot of people didn't go trick-or-treating, and a lot of people didn't do Halloween and stuff, and so I feel like the pumpkin farmers were all kind of complaining, so like, nobody's buying the pumpkins. And it's sad, because you can cook so much, like just one pumpkin... You can get so much fucking food out of that.
What, this year nobody bought pumpkins?
Well, it was just, like, significantly depleted.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there wasn't as many, like, Halloween events and stuff.
I can't believe people buy those things, they carve them, and then just throw them away.
They don't
realize how much food that is.
Yeah, and all you have to do is roast them, and you scrape all the meat off, and it's just, like, you can make so much stuff.
It's like squash.
Yeah.
It just tastes like squash. It's good. Anything that you can make squash out of, you can use the pumpkin.
Yeah.
For that. It's fucking good.
I know, I love pumpkin. I don't care if that makes me a basic bitch. I even like pumpkin spice lattes. So
you can even use them like a substitute for mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Like yams, you know, use it as a side. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sophie says squirrels love them too. I bet.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit. We should have, you know, because then this whole fucking place would be overrun with squirrels, and then Pookie would be, like, trying to kill them all, tear their heads off. So, all right. So the movie we're talking about today, going back a couple of years to 2017, this is one that I heard about a couple of years ago. I think I first heard about it on Ryan Hollinger's channel. He's an Irish guy that does, like, really... He's, like, a... You know, he does, like, these really long, like, really in-depth, like, looks into horror movies and thrillers and stuff. And so go check his channel out. He's really awesome. So he talked about how this was his favorite horror movie of 2018. Because, it, you know, it's from 2017, but didn't come out until a little bit later. And I was very excited to see that Hulu had it. So I said, well, shit, I'm going to watch that shit. So I did. And it's called Ghost Stories. Now, it's a British film. And... it's sort of an anthology, kind of, but not. And it's I don't really want to spoil it because it's got like a really big twist. And I feel like the twist, from what I could determine, is kind of polarizing, like in the community of people that have seen this movie. Like some people are like, oh, that was really awesome. Or some people were like, oh, no, that was like, I can't believe they like made that a twist. But I really liked it. Like I said, I'm not going to spoil what the twist is, even though it's kind of hard to talk about the movie if I don't. But basically, okay, so here's the setup. There's this guy named Philip Goodman, and his job is that he is like, he has like a TV show where he debunks psychics and like supernatural kind of shit. So they have like a thing at the beginning where he's debunking like a faith healer or like a psychic that's on stage that's pulling like a Peter Popoff, if you guys don't know who that is. He was that televangelist that... I think James Randi was like kind of instrumental in bringing that. Well, he didn't bring him down, but like investigating him, where it's like he would have all these people fill out prayer cards like before they went into one of his readings. And then he had like his wife or somebody like talking to him over an earpiece, like reading from the, she's like, hey, you know, this person is sitting here and their kid has cancer or something like that. So it looked like he was psychic, but he was just getting information from that shit. I think they made a Steve Martin movie that was called Leap of Faith that was kind of based on him, except a comedy.
Back before people understood electronics. He just had a damn fucking microphone in his ear.
Yeah, he just had it. And that's all you had to do was like essentially hack into his into the frequency and you'd be able to hear what he was hearing. And that's what James Randi did. And so that's kind of what this guy's job is. So he goes around like debunking psychics. Now, this guy, his like hero in his debunking hero is this guy named Charles Cameron, who apparently was doing the same kind of shit like back in the 70s. So he actually finds out, like Charles Cameron has disappeared, but he actually finds him at like this fucking shifty like holiday camp somewhere like in fucking, I don't know where it is, Brighton or somewhere. And so he goes to see him and the guy is like grumpy and old. And he's like, look, all the debunking shit you do, you suck. I'm kind of over that. Supernatural totally exists. And here are three cases that I came up with in my studies that I could not debunk and I could not disprove. And you need to go investigate these and then come back and you will see that like the supernatural exists. You will see that ghosts exist. So then they go into basically the three stories. So the first story is like about this guy who is a night watchman at this old like abandoned building that used to be like a women's mental hospital, I think, or something like that. And it's just kind of this creepy thing where he like keeps seeing like this little girl and everything. And then he has a thing where he's estranged from his daughter who has locked-in syndrome, which if you don't know what that is, it's like a coma, but I think they're kind of like aware of everything that's going on, but they can't move or anything. So there's that kind of thing. Then the second case is about this young kid who's like a teenager in his early 20s. And I'm not sure what his psychological thing is. Maybe I don't know if he's like maybe has Asperger's or something like that, but he has something or an anxiety kind of thing. And he's telling the story about how he was coming home late from a party one night, like out in the middle of nowhere, and essentially like hit the devil with his car, like, or a demon or something like that, and now believes that like this demon is haunting him. And then, so after those two stories happen, like the debunker guy, Philip Goodman, he's kind of like, look, it's like, this doesn't prove anything. It's like, you know, these people are just seeing what they want to see, which is kind of like a big theme of the movie. Like your brain sees what it wants to see, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, now you need to go on to like the third story. Now, the third story is about this guy who's like a finance guy or something like that. He's played by Martin Freeman, which if you don't know, I first saw him from the British version of The Office, but he's been on a bunch of other things as well. So he plays this guy and his wife, who's kind of older. They're trying to have a baby and they had to do IVF and everything. And then she got pregnant. And while she was in the hospital, like having the baby, cause there was like complications, then like some poltergeist shit started happening to his house. And then it's kind of like he sees the ghost of his wife cause they all died and everything. So I can't, like I said, I can't spoil it. Cause like I said, it's like an anthology cause these three stories are kind of like distinct stories. But as the story goes on, you're kind of led to believe that Philip Goodman, the main character, that maybe some of this is, or maybe all of this is kind of for his benefit, or it's all from his perspective. That's all I'm going to say about it. So, because at one stage, like after the third story, and then he goes back to this old guy's house, like Charles Cameron, the guy that sent him out on this, you know, whatever. And weird shit starts happening. Like, the whole thing gets, like, turned around, like, on its head and everything.
Yeah, I'm not saying much about it because I kind of fell asleep during it.
Yeah, well, you were watching something else, I think.
Yeah, I had put headphones. It was the second movie of the night, and I was watching. I started to get real sleepy. I put my headphones on, and I was kind of, like, in and out of it. It looked good, though.
It was, actually. I really, really liked it.
I just couldn't really stay awake.
It's going to be... I mean, basically, when they made it, this was actually based on a stage play that came out in 2010 that was Jeremy Dyson and Andy Nyman. And I think one of those guys, I don't know if he's like a comedian or something like that, but then one of the guys also works with Darren Brown, that he's very famous magician mentalist kind of thing in the UK. Yeah, so we've seen like some of his shows and shit over here too. So that's kind of where the debunking psychics angle like comes from. So the two of them had this, stage play, and this is like the movie version of it. I really, really dug this movie. I can see why some people might not like the twist because you'd be like, ah, oh, geez, or whatever. Cause it's like, you know, but cause like I said, I can't say too much about it cause it'll spoil what the twist is. But I actually thought it was pretty fucking good because like I'm watching the stories and the stories themselves are like really creepy. Like they have like some really creepy imagery, like, and some of the imagery in it that's creepy is not even like real, like, oh, ghost in your face or anything like that. One of the creepiest things to me was like in the second one with like about the kid that ran over the devil or whatever. So when Philip first goes to this kid's house for him to like tell him the story of what happened to him, he goes in the kid's house and he's basically like, hey, here's your parents or everything like that. And then like the kid's like, hey, mom and dad, I'm going upstairs to my bedroom. And then Philip like looks in the kitchen. And then just like the mom is just like standing with her back to the sink, like with her back to the guy, like at the sink and like not moving. And then like they pan over and then the dad is standing there in the same exact, which is like wearing a suit and stuff. And they're just like standing, they're not doing anything. And it like, that really like freaked me out. Like shit like that, like freaks me out. Cause it's not really explained like why that is just like really, really unsettling. And there's a lot of that kind of shit in there. Like plus in the third one with like all the poltergeist stuff that was happening like in the nursery and stuff, like with the stuff like stuff rearranging itself into like configurations and stuff.
It's kind of like what I saw, except the apparition part, of course, you know.
Yeah.
Not that, but you know.
Yeah, there are like apparitions and there are like some jump scary type of stuff, but it's pretty minimal. Yeah. I feel like the jump scary stuff is kind of minimal.
Tammy said that those green seeds may have been pumpkin seeds. I think they were pumpkin seeds.
Maybe they were.
Without the husk on them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't even think about that. Well, then that makes it even more apropos for like dumping in. Because we were eating some of it like one day for like for a snack. Because it's just like comes in a big bag of trail mix. And I was like, we were like, how the fucking pumpkin? And we're like, pumpkin bread. He's like, man, we should pour some of that in the fucking pumpkin bread.
Yeah, I'm
like,
I fell asleep because I missed my old man nap. Yeah, I don't
know. I think you did.
There's just, we get up real early a lot of times. And Pookie's waking us up all fucking night.
I think she might be. Whereas I want to put a camera on her because I feel like, I've always woke up early, except for, like, one, you know, period of my life where I worked a night shift. like I worked from like 5:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. So I didn't usually get to bed until like 2 or 3 in the morning. And then I would sleep until like 9 or 10 in the morning. But other than that time period, I have always had to get up really early, like to go to work, and I can't get out of that habit. So it's pretty much, I mean, this morning, I mean, last night, like I said, we had to watch two movies because we had to watch the one for the retrospective, and then we had to watch the one for this show. So we were like, what? And we started early. I think we started at like 6 p.m. And by the time the second one was over, and I was really into the second one too, but by the time that was over, I'm like, man, I can't stay awake anymore. And it was maybe like 9 o'clock. Like, we're like fucking old people, like drifted off at 9 o'clock at night.
I know, it's ridiculous. Like, and 10:30, I'm like, oh man, I gotta go to sleep. But I, you know, like I woke up at 3 and went back, and then woke up at 6 and went back to sleep. That cat wakes me up. She, when I'm falling asleep, she checks on me about 3 times before I actually fall asleep. Every 15 minutes, she runs up. You going to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep. And then she leaves. And then she comes back. She lays across me and looks at my face. You really going to sleep? Yeah, I'm going to sleep. And she sits there for a few minutes, and then she jumps off me. I'll be back in a minute. And then she comes back. 15 minutes later, does it again. Lays across my chest.
She lays across your chest.
Looks at me in the face. You really going to sleep? You know, you awake yet? That kind of shit. And I'll eventually fall asleep, but I kind of think she does that all night.
I suspect.
I think every few hours she runs up and checks on me.
We need some sleeping?
I want to get a camera.
We're going to put some night vision camera.
Yeah.
Because
we'll play it on a show. I bet you she fucks with me.
I've always wanted to do that because, one, I suspect that Pookie is, because if she jumps on the bed, because if she's going to jump and check on me, she jumps on my shin and then like runs up my whole entire body. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always feel her because she weighs like 10 pounds. So it's like some 10 pound thing falls on you in the night. But I suspect that she might be jumping up on my nightstand and just looking at me when I'm sitting. That might be like half waking me up.
I got a feeling that cat's fucking running across us every couple hours. Or trying to wake us up. I think she is.
You guys sleep too long.
Yeah.
Why can't we go outside and play with the frogs?
And then the I hear both the cats in there fucking hissing and fighting each other and running around the house, chasing each other.
Yeah, because every now and then you'll hear...
They're like, what the fuck is going on?
Because Pookie just by herself, so she maybe weighs 10 pounds. It's like she sounds like a fucking buffalo herd.
Sounds like a herd of buffaloes. running through the damn house. You're like, oh, shit.
And then she slings herself like underneath the chair and is like...
I've also heard her fucking throw herself up against doors to open them. Boom! And push the door open.
She makes so much noise for a little bitty cat.
Yeah.
I also wanted night vision camera because I want to catch Beijing doing her little cargo cult thing with the babies.
Yeah, I want to see what the hell
that. Because she does that pretty.
I can't really catch her.
Yeah,
I hear her, but it's already done.
It's already occurred.
It's already occurred.
Because usually by the time you hear her, because she makes that kind of noise like in the middle of the night, if you go out there and you see her, she'll just be sitting by the baby going, be like, what? I'm not doing it.
It's not a baby. It's a doll. Yeah. We call them babies.
We call it her baby.
She gets these little dolls and stuff and takes them out and cries to them. We don't know what it's about. Wow. And she'll have a whole bunch of them laid out in a pattern. They look like some of the poltergeists would do. They'd either be in a straight line or they'll be in a circle.
If we didn't have cats, I would think that we had it. Or they'll be in a diamond
shape. You're like, maybe you're interpreting it. Is this a diamond or is this a random pattern? Sucky weird, man. Really weird. And you're like, what does this mean?
Our cats.
What is she
crazy.
Doing? She's trying to call something.
I kind of think so too. She's and to we might have mentioned this call. Before, but she didn't do it before Pookie came.
Yeah. She's trying to feed Pookie, I think.
Even though they fight.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they fight because every time, like, Beijing walks by Pookie, Pookie's like, look at that fluffy butt. I'm going to jump on it.
Okay, so we got to get back on the thing. We're talking about cats and not talking about the movie.
Well, that's okay. Well, like I said, I can't really say any more about the movie because it'll spoil the twist. And, like, the twist is kind of like a big thing. So I'm going to say that this is, it's like an anthology. Like one kind of in the vein of like one of the old like British like Amicus ones, like the House of Dripped Blood or something. But the frame story is more the frame story is a lot more integrated with the stories than is usually the case with these types of movies. That's all I'm gonna say. So this is on Hulu. Like I said, it's from 2017. If you want to watch it, I thought it was very good. So if you guys saw it, tell me what you thought about it. There's actually another one on Hulu from, I think that's also from 2017, 2018 that I've been wanting to see for a while. So I might watch that one tonight to review tomorrow. And I guess that'll do it because because the pumpkin bread is smelling really good and it's calling me.
All right, go get some pumpkin bread.
It's calling me. So I have to go get some pumpkin bread before it's it's still like warm and yummy. All right, so we will see you guys again, talk about another movie tomorrow. And thanks for dropping by. Bye.